You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Big game for both sides this one, Derek, particularly though Chelsea, who were knocked out of the Capital One Cup on Tuesday night, and things unravelling quickly for Jose Mourinho. They've been disappointing in the league, out of the cup now. He's got the whole thing going on with Eva Canero as well. Tough times if you're a Chelsea football manager and if you're Jose Mourinho at the moment.
He's led Chelsea to their worst start in their 10-year history. Chelsea fans are wondering who to support next. It's got so bad. he's what he does so well, of course, is deflect the attention away from the players and onto himself. I mean, that's that martyr act at where was it, Upton Park last week, and he was sitting in the stands all looking all forlorn. It's just a big act, isn't it? But that said, if Chelsea lose to Liverpool tomorrow, it's apparently all over, bar the pouting. Luckily for him, they won't. I watched Liverpool in midweek against. I went to the game against whoever it was, Bournemouth, and they won 1-0, but it was a shocker. I know it was a much changed Liverpool team, but not changed enough in my eyes, given the way they've been playing. And I just can't have them for anybody's money. I think they're a desperately ordinary side. And any kind of Kloptimism that it came to Liverpool when the German arrived, it's all but vanished. Or should I say one all but vanished, because that's the scoreline Liverpool have had in 7 of their last 10 matches. They'll be lucky to score against Chelsea at the weekend. Chelsea aren't on their way back. I know they lost in midweek, but apparently it was a much better performance and people are seeing green shoots of recovery. I don't think they are. I think they're in real deep trouble this season, but not as deep as Liverpool. I think on any given day, even the Chelsea right now could beat Liverpool. And I think at odds against, maybe in a few weeks' time, we'll be looking at and thinking, Jesus Christ, how did we miss that? I think Chelsea are good things here.
21-20, Chelsea to win the game. Jose Mourinho, Derek, is odds on now to be next Premier League manager to leave. Do you think that's right?
Yeah, I do. I think he's a certainty to go. I just don't think he's up for the fight. He likes taking over sides out of the finished product and leading them to more silverware. Well, Chelsea are the finished product, finished being the operative word. I mean, because, it's been built, Mourinho's impressive array of silverware on a tight defence, and John Terry is playing from memory. And by all accounts, his memory ain't that good. Branislav Ivanovic, I don't know what's happened to him. They just look aside that's leaking goals, and I think he will go Mourinho. I mean, he's rounded on referees, but he can't complain about referees being biased against Chelsea, because in that Stoke match they were given 5 penalties. So I think he's I'm not having that. It's just that this is a match between two bad teams at the moment, but in my eyes, Liverpool are more bad than Chelsea.
Yeah, I saw that quote that Jose Mourinho didn't think any of them were penalties on Tuesday night, Derek.
Love it.
Klopp versus Mourinho here, Lee. I'm looking forward to this one because Klopp is, for the media, the emperor's new clothes right now, and Mourinho's been cast to one side.
Yeah, and I think it might be a little bit of a lacklustre game as well. I don't think it'll quite live up to the billing, a little bit like the Manchester derby failed to live up to it. The thing about Klopp, and Derek's right, all that kind of hype, he couldn't possibly live up to it, nor could this Liverpool team. And actually, rather than him starting in a blaze of glory and having that honeymoon period, it does seem like it's a lot steadier the way they've started. And I expect him to do okay in the end here. I'm not as pessimistic as Dell is, but I'm not a Liverpool fan either, so I can kind of understand where he's coming from. I think they'll end up finishing like 5th or 6th, and they'll do all right, and this will be the transition, another transitional season for Liverpool. What I've noticed about them, though, is they're not particularly great going forward, as we've seen, but they're not letting too many goals in either. It's a very steady start for Klopp and his new men, and I think we'll see something similar here. I don't think they'll give Chelsea the opportunity to attack them that many times. I don't think we'll see loads and loads of chances. I think it'll be a pretty cagey game, this one. I tend to agree with Derek that I think Chelsea will just about nick it. I do think the draw's a big player. I noticed that, I think William Hill are going to be putting out like an offer around, this game being a special on the both to score, no draw. Well, I think that's a classic bookie trick there, because I think they know that the draw is a big player, and both teams not scoring is a big player as well. I'm looking at under 2.5 goals here, DK. I think it's either Chelsea or the draw. Obviously, I'm not having that bet because it'll be a really short price. I'm just going to go on a goals play. And I was looking at under 2.5 goals with it being Halloween, but I'll just go for under 2.5 goals in this one.
Okay, under 2.5 goals for Mr. Phelps in that encounter. For some reason we've not got the prices for under 2.5 goals.
What?
Here. I'm looking through the we've got all the usual odds. Let me just have a quick glance.
Have you got under 2.5 goals?
It's not there. It's not there. That market is not there.
Running scared.
We've got the first half markets, all those sort of markets. Let me check it, see if it's in the goals section, which it never is in there.
Yeah.
It's not there.
You know what? Reminds me. I'm not having to go a hills here. It just reminds me of bookies years ago. You know, the most likely result is what Lee's just said under 2.5 goals, but you can't find us have a bet on it. remember the rugby union, the Five Nations as it was, now the Six Nations, and it used to be teams to win a Grand Slam, England, 5-2, whatever, and it was no price for no Grand Slam winner, even though it was the most likely event. It used to make me laugh all the time, and they've rectified that now, of course. But who'd be a punter, eh?
Chelsea 21-20 for Derek to win the game. When that market does pop up eventually, under 2.5 goals for Mr. Phelps. And that's Chelsea versus Liverpool, Saturday 12:45.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.